The Rio del City Council chose to shut down all consideration of a commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance after more than 6 months of debate by a 3-2 vote during their June 21st meeting. The proposed ordinance only allowed commercial operations in very limited zones with conditional use permits, which would be then subject to a public hearing before the Planning Commission. The city had envisioned a commercial medical cannabis business park type of development at the former Eel River sawmill site and possibly cultivation on some parcels in the Dinsmore Plateau area above the city. The Rio del Planning Commission had voted unanimously to approve the ordinance after numerous public hearings and interest by developers and businesses. The City Council has since held public hearings, which have included presentations on various aspects of the industry, such as extraction, testing laboratories, and dispensaries. During consideration of the ordinance, Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell clarified the zoning of the Dinsmore Plateau, which is split between the city and the county.
If you look at this map again, this area in here in green, this area here, and this area over here, which is known as the Dinsmore Water Zone, that's actually in the county jurisdiction. Many people believe it's in the city's jurisdiction. Let me make it clear, it is not.
Which area is that?
The area between this area right here.
Okay.
There's an island there.
Gotcha.
And then southwest of the Dinsmore Plateau itself, proper. The Dinsmore Water Zone, I think what they call it. There is probably close to 25, maybe 30 parcels that are in county jurisdiction, which many residents believe they're in the city's jurisdiction. Under the county's regulations, those folks can get cultivation permits for up to 1 acre in size, open field cultivation permits. We can comment them as a city and let them know that we show them what our ordinance allows, but we really have no planning responsibility or authority over those lands. And I pointed out on page 92, and you can see with just a zoning clearance certificate on parcels 5 acres or more, the zoning clearance certificate is like a business license. It's like a building permit. You sign up, you agree to the conditions, and you're good to go.
Many attendees at the public hearings have encouraged passage of the ordinance in order to provide some control over the rampant illegal market that is already in Rio Del, as well as bring in much-needed jobs and revenue. Others were just as adamant that passage would ruin the community and encourage the drug trade locally. Councilmember Jack Thompson, who has always been strongly against the ordinance, spoke at length about his views on the industry and its impact on the city.
You're going to see people, old timers, been here for 2, 3, 4 generations, already heard some are starting to look to go someplace else. The property values in Rio Del are going to go up so high that the low-income people are not even in the picture. It'll be just all drug people. And that's not something I want to look at. I don't want to live to see that happen.
The ordinance was amended to allow the residents of Rio Del to vote whether or not to allow commercial medical cannabis-related businesses in town. The amendment meant that the ordinance would not go into effect unless the residents approved the medical cannabis tax proposal, which would have been on the November ballot. Despite this change to allow the public to decide, the council voted to stop consideration of the ordinance. Mayor Frank Wilson joined Councilmember Thompson and Councilmember Tim Marks to defeat the ordinance. Councilmembers Deborah Garnes and Gary Johnson voted to approve. Longtime Planning Commissioner Alice Millington subsequently submitted her resignation to the city. It should be noted that the city continues to operate with a deficit budget and depleted reserve funds. City staff have previously described the city finances as unsustainable without additional income or drastic changes to City Hall. A report issued in 2011 and signed by Councilmember Thompson, among others, determined that the city should consider unincorporating and becoming a community services district if the city fails to fix their budget problems. Since defeating the ordinance that was projected to become a significant source of revenue to the city, the council will need to address the budget deficit in some other manner. Rio Del has already increased its sales tax with Measure U and relies on grants from Measure Z public safety funds, both of which will expire unless voters approve continuing them. Video of the meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next Rio Dell City Council meeting will be Tuesday, July 5th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.